I'm personally, as Francois said, happy to be back in the old building. I love this place. It's not an OICA response because obviously we had as little time as anyone else to look at this document. It's just a thought that I thought I would throw into the group to think about over the next few days. And it's deep down on our working level. It's not up on strategic political level. Back in the day when we still, of course, have Regulation 83 and Reg 101, we had super separation of the greenhouse gas, the climate issues from the air quality and health effects issues. And then I simply led by European legislation, we consolidated all of that into Reg 154. I personally always thought that was the wrong way to go. But then, you know, everyone has their personal opinions. The indications coming out of Euro 7 discussions at the moment are that we might be heading towards a separation, a re-separation of the two subjects to some extent down on working level, on technical level. And I just said, as I say, I just wanted to throw that into the group. It might be something that we think about, that it could be something that we actually endorse as a group. To give that focus on the climate issues separately to our other pollution issues or air quality or whatever you want to call them. Thank you.